This is Rory Miller, Care and Training, and I'll be doing an exclusive here for Conflict Manager Magazine and CRGI. This is going to be my take on a civilian response to an active shooter scenario. The first thing I think everyone needs to get clear about active shooters is that these are very, very rare instances. And as such, we don't know a lot about them. There's no one who's been through 5 or 10 who can sit there and say, well, that worked for me 3 times and failed for me 2. That kind of information is not available. We have a lot of people that have been doing research. We have a lot of people speculating. We have a lot of people just making shit up. From my background, I played bad guy for active shooter for most of the law enforcement agencies in my area. And I played good guy because I had my own team. So I've had a little bit of experience playing it, but it wasn't the real thing. So what I'm going to give you is my take on it. I'm going to make it principles-based. One of the things about any kind of scenario is that no two people are going to go into it with the same resources. Some of you carry weapons, some of you don't. Some of you have training, some of you don't. Some of you think well under pressure, some of you don't. Some of you are in great shape, some of you aren't. You don't get a pick. So I'm going to give you the basic principles, the things that I think are important. And I will expect and demand that you make your own best judgment in the circumstances.